This morning we're in Psalm 113 as we're reading through the Bible in a year. And Spurgeon from the Treasury of David says about this psalm, it's a hallelujah chorus to God as creator and redeemer. It's to the majesty of God. Psalms 113 through 118 were sung at the Passover feast, at the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and probably all the feasts of Israel. This is a precious and delightful psalm of praise and worship. And J. Vernon McGee says, the psalm is one of pure praise, a warm heart full of admiring adoration to the Most High. God is to be praised, number one, all the day. Amen. Number two, all the world over. Number three, publicly in the light. Number four, amidst daily duties. And number five, always, because it is always day somewhere. Amen. Amen. Many of you have another persuasion, possibly at one time in your life, it's always 5 o'clock someplace. But we're no longer walking in the darkness. We're walking in the light. So it's sparkling apple cider. Amen. Psalm 113, verses 1 through 4 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. May I repeat it? The Lord is high above all nations, even those that contain ISIS. Amen? And His glory is above the heavens. He's above it all. He sees it all. He's totally worthy of our praise. And you know what? We pray and pray because we know in the end He has everything under control. Amen. Is that true? Let's stand and let's say these first four verses from the King James Version together as we enter into praising Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations. And His glory above the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord.